Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Chasing Cars with Clarissa and Julian Coe from SG Carmart. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. On the phone is Julian Coe from SG Carmart. We are both actually quite well known as pint-sized car reviewers. So who better to talk about pint-sized cars that we've reviewed than us? Okay, that wasn't the most slick introduction, but you know, you are very small and I like my small cars. So therefore, we can talk about this with a great deal of authority.
I think I have the right to say this. I think we have the right to choose this topic.
I say so too. Small cars for small people. You know, and the thing is, one of the things that I've noticed being on Money FM 89.3 is spending trends have changed. I don't know if you've noticed the same thing on SG Carmart, but we have seen spending trends changing. Priorities have changed. People are working from home. They're spending more time at home. Their focus seems to be on buying a bigger house, buying more luxurious furniture, and things like that, buying a bigger TV. But if you're spending more money on that, you've got to be looking at where you can find some savings. And the car that you drive, since you're not going out so much, it might be a great time to be considering a smaller car.
Yeah, I think that's a rather good point. I would rather choose a big house over a big car.
Right. And yeah, I mean, yeah. And us being Singaporeans, we're very practical people. If the whole family, grandma, grandpa, and everybody in between, can't go out together, at least right now, then maybe it's the right time to be looking at small, zippy, and cheaper to maintain cars.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people underestimate small cars simply because they think they are not capable, or they are not spacious, or they are just not enough for their daily use, which is absolutely wrong. I mean, we've got cars, we've seen cars, we've driven them, and we can say, well, you know what? Yes, they may not offer as much space as the bigger ones, obviously, but they are nevertheless practical and easy to drive.
And as, speaking as a former owner of a very small car, which was the Volkswagen Polo, when I had to jam my husband and children, who are not children anymore, they're young adults, into the car, they all fit. It's not like I had to fold them in half and put them in the car, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. But see, it's a funny thing, right? Because I'm driving a sedan, and then there was this one time I had to review the, the Suzuki Swift. Mm-hmm. And it's not exactly the biggest car. It's not, you know, it's rather compact. It's a compact hatchback. And I could still ferry the whole family, plus some of our barang-barangs at the back. So the stroller, some bags, it fit perfect. And it drove well. I mean, it got the job done.
It got the job done. They're easy to drive when you're on your own. They're easy to parallel park. It's actually a lot easier to be in a little car like that when you are in stop-and-go traffic, which, you know, you might not be in stop-and-go traffic now with the work-from-home default, but you eventually will be back to stop-and-go traffic when life goes back to normal. So let's talk about some of the cars that we've selected that fit into this small car for small people category. We both agreed right off the bat, the Nissan Note e-Power Hybrid. It's small, it's cute, it's actually very cute. And I like it. And I like it because it comes in funky colours.
Oh, I thought the e-Note was probably one of the most impressive compact cars I've driven, period. It came with good quality materials on the inside. It looked good. I mean, it drove well. My wife loved it.
Right? The thing is, I think it's very, very cute. It's very easy to drive. It's all the rage now because, you know, e-power. it's the new black, you know, electric vehicles or hybrids. Oh. It's the new black. And it is affordable.
It is actually quite affordable. Actually, exactly with the drop, recent drop of COE, right? Cat A is what now? 47? Was it 47?
Cat A is 47.821.
Lovely. And Cat B is 56.
Yes.
See, everything has dropped. So if you want to buy a car, if you're thinking of a compact car, you should get it now because I reckon COE prices are going to go up.
I've heard that as well. Not right now, but eventually. So let me give our listeners some of the details of the Nissan Note e-Power Hybrid Lite A. It is 1,200 cc's. It's a three-cylinder inline 12-valve DOHC with a lithium-ion battery. So petrol, electric. It's a hybrid, after all, which I really like. I'm very comfortable in hybrids. I'm not so comfortable in full-on EVs. Nothing to do with range anxiety. Everything to do with the fact that they're just too quiet. But that's just me.
we all love our cars with a bit of exhaust note. No?
Yeah, exactly. So I love the fact that this is a hybrid because there's still a little bit of exhaust note. Now, mind you, a 1.2 liter car ain't gonna give you that much of an exhaust note, but it's some. Now, as far as power is concerned, it's 114 brake horsepower. Small car don't need so much. 280 newton meters of torque, and this is what it would impress you. Which is where I say running cost goes down. 21.7 kilometers per liter.
Well, that's impressive. That's mighty impressive. But of course, I don't think you got to take it with a pinch of salt. In real life driving, you probably get like 19 or 18.
Which is still quite impressive.
It is impressive. I mean, it's almost double mine, man.
Right, right. So,
yeah.
And it is a very, very cute car. I'm not kidding. I mean, you know, I like hatchbacks. You know this. I've said this many, many times. But I am not the only person. You like this car. A lot of car reviewers like this car. They all say it's good looking. The interior is very cool. It's practical. It's spacious for its size. The only thing that people don't like about this car is that engine note.
Oh, well, I mean...
But it's a 1.2. You know? It's a 1.2 liter car. It ain't going to sound like a BMW M3. Hello.
Exactly. Oh, you know what? Now that you mentioned BMW M3, all of a sudden I thought about one compact car that is super cool. Like if you want some character in your life, you should consider the Suzuki Jimny.
I like it. I think it's expensive though. Isn't it expensive?
Yeah, okay. It's relatively pricey, but I mean, it's not crazy Land Rover prices. We're not talking Defender prices here. You know what I mean? But we are still nevertheless talking about, you know, affordable range, not ridiculous. You don't have to sell an arm or a leg or a kidney or a liver. You can still get it done.
Okay, the so most expensive Suzuki Jimny right now is $117,000. That's not bad.
Yeah. That's not too bad. I mean, it's compact. Maybe people feel that they're not getting enough car for the money that they're paying. That could be a possibility.
Well, okay. I drove by, ironically enough, I drove by a Suzuki Jimny on the way to work today. And I have to admit, it turned my head because I went, wow, that is so cute.
Right? It is. It is.
It is very, very
cute. I
cannot
disagree. And I really like how the car... Okay, I don't really like how it drives, but I don't think people buy that kind of car to worry about driving and all that kinds of stuff. I think they're more for just, you know, they're in for the whole compact thing.
Well, it's an SUV, so therefore you expect a stiffer ride. It is a car that can be used for off-roading, so it is going to have that stiffer suspension. Let me give you some specs. It's a 1.5-litre car, four-cylinder inline, petrol, straight on petrol. It's 101 brake horsepower, 130 newton meters of torque. That sounds a bit light, but the car is really very, very small. And this I really like, all-wheel drive.
It's cool, right? You can actually go off-roading if you need to. You can actually, I don't know, impress your friends with it. It looks cool. It's really capable, and I think for Suzuki, I'm pretty sure it's quite reliable.
I think all the cars that we're talking about today are quite reliable because, as we did in a previous episode, most Singaporeans actually prefer to buy Japanese cars, and reliability is part of the reason. Now, the third and final car is a car that I really like. I used to own the Toyota Rush, and I suspect the Toyota Raze is the car design that they replaced the Rush with. And the Rush was very, very successful. So was the what was it? Daihatsu Terios, which is basically the same car. Right?
Yeah.
The Daihatsu Terios and the Toyota Rush were basically the same car made by two different car makers. It was.
And you know, all the Daihatsu drivers just love to put the stickers on their window, "I'm not in a rush." Right.
I loved that car. I really, really did. Or at least I had the Toyota Rush because I didn't feel that I needed the all-wheel drive that was the Daihatsu Terios, because there was no way I was going to off-road anything. Unless you count the parking lot of my golf course.
Yeah, but the Raze is cool. The Raze is a 1-liter, 3-cylinder car that's currently only available from parallel importers. Should you ever decide, I would suggest you go to a more reputable parallel importer. It deserves a look.
Without showing too much preference to any parallel importer, I will share this little nugget of information. SG Carmart rates their car dealers, the car dealers that list with them. Some of them are parallel importers, and the best ones get awards every year. So if they have an SG Carmart, you know, like premium dealer type of status stamp on their page, then you can probably take it as they're one of the more reputable ones.
Yeah, they're probably in the market for several years already. That's why. And it's not like they open today and close next week, you know what I mean?
Yes. So if you are unsure about parallel importers, you can go to SG Carmart and look for those premium dealer stamps and you should be all right. Now, the thing that I love the most about the Toyota Raze is it is under $100,000.
Oh, is it now?
Yeah. It is under $100,000. The most expensive specced out model, which apparently is the 1-liter G, is under $100,000.
Oh, man. I mean, it's really a steal, especially now. It's hard to find a car that's under $100,000.
It's not bad looking. It comfortably seats four. It is about the same size, give or take, as the Toyota Rush or the Daihatsu Terios of old. And I think that it is worth looking at. It is, as Julian said, 1,000cc, 3-cylinder, turbo. Did you mention turbo? I thought it was so amusing that it has turbo. 98 brake horsepower, 140 newton meters of torque. And as far as mileage, they claim, we don't know about the veracity of this claim, but they claim 18.8 kilometers per liter. So if you're driving in normal city traffic, maybe more like 16, 17.
Yeah. If you give it to us, it'll probably be more like
15 or 14. But that's because we want to see what the baby can do. Now, obviously, the baby can do quite a bit. She's quite cute. Also comes in some pretty cool, fun colors. And also some pretty grown-up colors like white and gray and black. But, you know.
I'm so sad you had to categorize them as grown-up colors. I mean, the car ain't going to come in dragon orange.
No. Yeah, thankfully, dragon orange is not an option.
Yeah, but the car has come with some. You know how certain cars look really bad with different cool colors, but cars like the Swift, the Jimny, the Raze, they don't look out of place at all.
I think you almost are compelled to buy it in a funner color, like a bright blue or a bright green or a bright yellow, because the lines of the car actually allow it. Now, as far as the Toyota Raze is concerned, there's this darkish and yet quite vibrant blue. I kind of think it looks like a peacock's blue. I like it. I like this car in this color. It's good.
Clarissa, you're getting on with age.
Shut
up. As you grow older, you start realizing that you want to be like your kids and you want to be hip. So
I do not want to be like my kids. They are annoying.
I know what you mean, man.
Right? No, no, yeah. I do not want to be like my kids at all. Thank you very much.
Oh, man.
Although I wouldn't mind somebody paying for all my bills.
Oh, yes. I mean, that's what kids are for, no?
I know, right? So, okay, so we've talked about the Nissan Note, e-Note. We've talked about the Suzuki Jimny. We've talked about the Toyota Rayz. What is your star choice?
Oh, man, this is a tough one because I really like the Suzuki Jimny, but yet I can really appreciate the good qualities in the Nissan e-Power Note. I think I have to go with the Jimny, man. I've got to go with the Jimny. I mean, I really liked and enjoyed the Note e-Power. I mean, my wife loved it. But I sort of like the rugged feel of the Jimny, how it looks. If you do some small modifications to the car, my goodness, it's going to look super cool.
I agree. I totally agree that the Suzuki Jimny is very cute. It's very fun. It's certainly a lifestyle choice, but I am going to go with the Nissan Note e-Power Hybrid. I'll tell you why. Because the last Nissan I owned, and I owned it for a good, 7 years, never gave me any trouble. So except for when I had to send it in for regular servicing, I never had any trouble with that Nissan. So I have a very soft spot in my heart for Nissans.
You are an embarrassment.
But it's true. If we're talking about lowering our running costs, that is a big one. The reliability of the car.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that's true. That's true. I can't deny. I suppose reliability is a very, very important factor to consider when buying a car.
So there you go. So your star buy, because you are a child, is the Suzuki Jimny. And because I am, you know, a grown-up, I am saying Nissan Note e-Power Hybrid.
Well, good for you. I think it's an excellent choice. I'm just going to say good for you.
And on that note, small cars for small people on Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is Julian Koh, SG Carmart's editor. And maybe next week we'll talk about, you know, normal-sized people's normal cars.
Yep.
Because not everybody is a pint-sized car reviewer, right?
Oh, tell me about it, man. I think it's just me, honestly, and you, really, that's all.
Yes, I think it's just us. We are the smallest car reviewers in Singapore.
Yes, I think you are absolutely right on that.
So if you are about the same size as we are, big in fun, small in stature, you now have three cars to go look at. You stay on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.